Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Mosechus Yuma Daf Samach Dalad, the sixth parak Shnei Seira Yom Kippurim. The pop quiz will be in a separate file. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel asks why the Torah needed to teach that Asar Lazazel cannot be premature, and two answers were given. On this Daf, Rava says it's needed. In a case in which the one who sold the goat to the temple had a seriously ill person in the house, and he slaughtered the mother of this goat in Yom Kippur in order to feed that person. The pasuk is coming to teach that the offspring of that goat may not be used as a sari lazazel, since it's not permitted to be shechted until the next day, due to the prohibition of shechting a mother animal and its son on the same day. In this sense, it's considered premature. The Gemara objects to this answer. The Torah said only you shall not shecht an animal and its offspring on the same day. And this, referring to shoving the goat off the cliff, is not shechita. The Gemara answers that they say in the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, shoving the goat off the cliff is tantamount to shechita. Point number two, the Mishnah Dav Samach Beis Amud Aleph stated that if a goat died after the lots were cast, the Kohen Gadol must bring another pair and cast lots upon them. And if the one for Azazel died, he should say, let the one upon which the lot for Azazel fell take its place, v'sheni yira ad shistaev. And the second goat should then be left to graze until it becomes blemished. The Gemara brings Malchokas here regarding which goat is called the second one. Rav says, sheni shebezug rishon yikrav, the second goat of the first pair should be offered. Sheni shebezug sheni yira, the second goat of the second pair shall graze. Rav Yochanan says, sheni shebezug rishon yira, sheni shebezug sheni yikrav, the second goat of the first pair should graze, and the second goat of the second pair should be offered. The Gemara explains that Rav holds that bal chayim einan nidchim, living things do not become permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Once the goat for Azazel was replaced, the first goat for Hashem becomes valid again. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Balachayim Nidchin, living things can become permanently rejected. When the goat for Azazel died, its mate became permanently disqualified, and the goat from the second pair must be used. And point number three, Rav has said a precise reading where Mishnah accords with Rav, while Braisa accords with Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah taught that you should say that if the one for Hashem died, let the one upon which the lot for Hashem take its place. This implies that only the dead goat for Hashem is replaced, while the other one for Azazel remains ready to be offered. The Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan says that when the pasuk states, referring to the Azazel goat, Yamod Chai Bosha Chavero Meis, it shall be stood alive, it implies, but not that its fellow goat died. If the goat for Hashem died, the original Azazel goat is no longer fit for service. The Gemara asks how the words, it shall be stood alive, imply this ruling, and answers, Yamod Chai Bosha Kvar Amad. The word shall be stood alive in the future tense imply that it stands now for the first time and not that it stood previously. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis asked why the Torah needed to teach that a Asir L'Azazel cannot be premature, and two answers were given. On this Daf, Rava says it's needed kagon she'elo cholo b'tok beiso, in a case in which the one who sold the goat to the temple had a seriously ill person in the house, v'shachet imo b'yom kippurim, and he slaughtered the mother of the goat on Yom Kippur in order to feed that person. The pasuk is coming to teach that the offspring of that goat may not be used as a sari lazazel, since it's not permitted to be shechted until the next day, due to the prohibition of shechting a mother animal and its son on the same day. In this sense, it's considered premature. The Gemara objects to this answer. The Torah said only you shall not shecht an animal and its offspring on the same day. And this, referring to shoving the goat off the cliff, is not shechita. The Gemara answers that they say in the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, shoving the goat off the cliff is tantamount to shechita. Point number two, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph stated that if a goat died after the lots were cast, the Kohen Gadol must bring another pair of goats and cast lots upon them. And if the one for Azazel died, he should say, let the one upon which the lot for Azazel fell take its place. V'asheni yira ad shistaev, and the second goat should then be left to graze until it becomes blemished. The Gemara brings Malchokas here regarding which goat is called the second one. Rav says, sheni shebezug rishon yikrav, the second goat of the first pair should be offered, sheni shebezug sheni yira, the second goat of the second pair shall graze. Rav Yochanan says, sheni shebezug rishon yira, sheni shebezug sheni yikrav, the second goat of the first pair should graze, and the second goat of the second pair should be offered. The Gemara explains that Rav holds, bal chayim einan nidchin, living things do not become permanently rejected from the Mizbeach. Once the goat for Azazel was replaced, the first goat for Hashem becomes valid again. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Bali Chaim Nidchin, living things can become permanently rejected. When the goat for Azazel died, its mate became permanently disqualified, and the goat from the second pair must be used. And point number three, Rav has said, a precise reading of our Mishnah accords with Rav, while Braisa accords with Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah taught that he should say that if the one for Hashem died, let the one upon which the lot for Hashem take its place. This implies that only the dead goat for Hashem is replaced, while the other one for Azazel remains ready to be offered. The Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Pasuk states, referring to the Azazel goat, Yamud Chai v'oshechaber omeis, it shall be stood alive, it implies, but not that its fellow goat died. If the goat for Hashem died, the original Azazel goat is no longer fit for service. The Gemara asks how the words, it shall be stood alive, imply this ruling, and answers, Yamud Chai v'oshechvar amad. The words, shall be stood alive, in the future tense, imply that it stands now for the first time, and not that it stood previously. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Samach Dalet, and our standard Simmon is a secret agent, Sod, secret agent. So here goes. This secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of Shechita, snuck inside while two Shochtim argued about whether live animals can be rejected, and intercepted a message with the cryptic words, it shall be stood alive. So once again, in slow motion. This secret agent, that must be more in Daf Samach Dalet. This secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of Shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis asks why the Torah need to teach that a Sarah Azazel cannot be premature, and two answers are given. So on this though, Rava says it's needed in a case in which one who sold the goat to the temple had a seriously ill person in the house, and he slaughtered the mother of this goat on Yom Kippur in order to feed that person. The Pasuk comes to teach that the offspring of that goat may not be used as a Sirul Azazel, since it's not permitted to be shechted until the next day, due to the prohibition of shechting a mother animal and its son on the same day. In this sense, it's considered premature. The Gemara objects to this answer. The Torah said only, you shall not shecht an animal and its offspring on the same day. And this, referring to shoving the goat off the cliff, is not shechita. The Gemara answers that they say in the West, referring to Eretz Yisrael, "Dechiyaso letzuk zoi shechitaso." Shoving the goat off the cliff is tantamount to shechita. So the secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of shechita, snuck inside while two shochtim argued about whether live animals can be rejected. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph stated that if a goat died after the lots were cast, the Kohen Gadol must bring another pair and cast lots upon them. And if the one for Azazel died, he should say, let the one upon which the lot for Azazel fell take its place, Vasheni Yireh Ad Shis Ta'ev, and the second goat should then be left to graze until it becomes blemished. The Gemara brings a machlokas here regarding which goat is called the second one. Rav says, the second goat of the first pair should be offered, and the second goat of the second pair shall graze. Rabbi Yochanan says, the second goat of the first pair should graze, and the second goat of the second pair should be offered. The Gemara explains that Rav holds Bal Chaim Einan Nidchim. Living things do not become permanently rejected from the Mizbech. Once the goat for Azazel was replaced, the first goat for Hashem becomes valid again. Rabbi Yochanan holds Bal Chaim Nidchim. Living things can become permanently rejected. When the goat for Azazel died, its mate became permanently disqualified, and the goat from the second pair must be used. So the secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of Shechita, snuck inside while two Shochtim argued about whether live animals can be rejected, and intercepted a message with the cryptic words, it shall be stood alive. Which reminds us, Rav has said, a precise reading of our Mishnah accords with Rav, while Braisa accords with Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah taught that you should say that if the one for Hashem died, let the one upon which the lot for Hashem take its place. This implies that only the dead goat for Hashem is replaced, while the other one for Azazel remains ready to be offered. The Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan says that when the Pasuk states, referring to the Azazel goat, Yamud Chai v'oshechaver omeis, and shall be stood alive, it implies, but not that its fellow goat died. If the goat for Hashem died, the original Azazel goat is no longer fit for service. The Gemara asks how the words, it shall be stood alive, imply this ruling, and answers, Yamud Chai v'oshechvar amad. The words, shall be stood alive, in the future tense, imply that it stands now for the first time, and not that it stood previously. So once again, this secret agent spying out the criminal Schlachthaus, where they pushed animals off a cliff as their form of Shechita, snuck inside while two Shochtim argued about whether live animals can be rejected, and intercepted a message with the cryptic words, it shall be stood alive. All right, now it's time for a four-block back Chazara. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face sticker, so here goes. The child who puts smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. The child who puts smiley face stickers on the picture of the Trumas Adeshin and the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan. To remember Me'ilah applies even when the Avodah is done, which reminds us, on Daf Nun Tassam Beis Review to learn from a pasuk that just as after Kippur blood is not subject to Me'ilah, so too before Kippur blood is not subject to Me'ilah. The Gemara suggested that perhaps one could learn the opposite, that just as before Kippur there is Me'ilah, so too after Kippur there is Me'ilah. And answered, there's no such thing as an item whose requirements have been performed, and yet we can still commit Me'ilah with it. The Gemara challenges this assertion for Trumas Adeshin, which is subject to Me'ilah, even though its requirements have been carried out. The ashes are still forbidden after they've been placed on the floor of the Azor, east of the Mizbeach. Perhaps the blood too should be subject to Me'ilah after Kapara. The Gemara answers that we cannot apply this law, Mishum Dehavi Trumas Adeshin of Big Dekahuna, Shnei Ksumim Boin Ke'echot, because the psukim that discuss the Trumas Adeshin and the Big Dekahuna worn by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which are subject to Me'ilah after use, teach the same halacha. And we have a principle that Kol Shnei Ksumim Boin Ke'echot, Ein Melamdin, two psukim that teach the same law, cannot teach that law in other areas. If the Torah had intended the law to apply universally, it would have only needed to specify that halacha in one case. So the child who puts smiley face stickers on the picture of the Trumas Adeshin and the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan to remember Me'ilah applies even when the avodah is done, was able to remember which avodahs need to be done in order by placing stickers on two words in one pasuk. Which reminds the next Mishnah states regarding all the Yom Kippur procedures that have been listed in sequence, if the Kohen Gadol wrongly advanced one procedure before another, he has accomplished nothing, meaning the procedure is invalid. The Gemara brings a brisa when this rule applies. Ryuda says, "B'dvarim enasim b'big day lavan b'mifnim." It only applies with regard to things done by the Kohen Gadol dressed in the Big Day Lavan in the Kosher Kadashim. It does not apply to things done in the Big Day Lavan outside, such as the drawing of lots, the various confessions, and the blood applications of the Mizbech Hazav and the Mizbech Hachitzam. Rabbi Nechemia holds that the halakha applies to all the things done in the Big Day Lavan, whether inside or outside, whereas anything done out of order while the Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Zav is valid. Rashi explains that if you remove the kaf and the machta from the Kosher Kadashim before offering his ram or the ram of the people, which are done in the Big Day Zav, the omission of the ram offering does not render the service of removing the kaf and machta invalid. So the child who puts smiley face snickers on the picture of the Trumas Adeshin and the Kohen Gadol's Big Day Lavan to remember Me'ilah applies even when the avodah is done, was able to remember which avodahs need to be done in order by placing stickers on two words in one pasuk. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, referring to Rabbi Yehuda's and Rabbi Nechemia's opinions, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshi, both of them expounded the same pasuk, which states, V'haisa zos lechem l'chukas olam achas b'shana. This shall be to you an eternal statute once a year. The Gemara understands Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Rabbi Yehuda that the word zos, this, and the word achas, once, come to teach two things. One term service to exclude services performed in the Big Day Lavan, referring to the ones done outside, and one term comes to exclude any avoda performed in the Big Day Zav. He explains from Nechemia's position that one term is to exclude the avoda performed in the Big Day Zav, and the other term serves to exclude Shiraim de Lamakli, the service of pouring the blood remnants that is not essential for the validity of the services followed after it. The Gemara challenges this interpretation from Nechemia's position. Daf Samachov. So the similar Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use a magician doing a sawing trick. So here goes. The magician's trick to saw a goat in half saw. That must mean we're on Daf Samachov. The magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapara for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, which reminds us, a brisa brings about logs regarding who attains kapara through the seer mishdalech. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk that says, "V'ha Kohanim v'ha kol am ha'kahal yichaper," and you should atone for all the Kohanim, for all the people of the congregation, comes to teach that Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim equally receive kapara, the seer mishdalech, for all averas other than tumas mikdash v'kadoshim. The Rabbi Shimon says that just as the dam asir anas b'fnim is mechaper v'Yisraelim for tumas mikdash v'kadoshim, so to the blood of the pars mechaper for Kohanim for tumas mikdash v'kadoshim, and just as the vidui of the seer mishdalech is mechaper v'Yisraelim for all other transgressions, so too the vidui and the pars mechaper v'kohanim for all other transgressions. So the magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapar for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim went terribly wrong when blood started to spill out in the middle, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Samach Amar Alf introduced Malchokas in a case when blood spilled during the application of the blood of the Kodesh Kodashim. The Tanakhama, being Rabbi Meir, holds that the Kohen Gadol must shecht another animal and bring new blood, and redo the application from the beginning. Rabbi Shimon holds, from where he stopped, from there he starts again. Rashi explains that if blood spilled in the middle of the set, he doesn't have to start from the beginning. The same Malchokas applies to the application of the blood on the Heichal, on the Peroches, and on the Mizbach HaZahav. So on this top, Rabbi Yochanan said, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshi, they both expanded the same pasuk, Midam Chatas HaKippurim Achas V'Shana. Arn will affect Kippur from the blood of the Chatas of the Atonements once a year. Reb Meir holds, Chatas Achas Amartu L'Chapu L'Shtei Chatos. I Hashem told you to use only one Chatas offering and not two Chatos. Rashi explains that each stage of the Atonement procedure can only use the blood of one animal. Therefore, the blood spills, they must bring new blood and start again. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold chitui echad martilcha b'roshni chituin. I told you to do only one sprinkling chitui and not two. Rashi explains that they hold that there is no sprinkling that may be repeated. So the magician's trick to saw a goat in half to attain kapara for Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim went terribly wrong when blood started to spill out in the middle, and two assistants were needed to receive its blood, one in a kli and one in his hands. Which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa of the Torah states regarding Mitzvah, v'lakach midama asham, and the kohen shall take from the blood of the asham, and the kohen shall apply it to the person being purified. It could be thought that taking the blood means that it should be received in a kli, therefore the Torah teaches v'nasan, and he shall apply the blood to the Mitzvah. Just as the application is done with the body of the kohen, referring to his fingers, so too the taking should be done with the body of the kohen, meaning the blood should be received in his hand. It can now be thought that the blood thrown to the mizbeach should also be received in his hand. Therefore, the Torah teaches, ki kachatas ha'ashamu, like the chatas is the ashamu, which implies that just as the blood of a chatas requires receiving it in a kli, so does the blood of the mitzvah's asham require a kli. We therefore conclude that two kohanim should receive the blood of the mitzvah's asham. One receives it in a kli to throw the blood on the mizbeach, and one in his hand to apply to the mitzvah with his finger. Daf samach beis, so the simmer samach beis is a submarine. So here goes. The three goats standing on top of the submarine. Submarine? That must mean we're on daf samach beis. The three goats standing on top of the submarine waiting to hear who would be selected to go to Azazel, which reminds us, Rashi explains on the bottom of Daf Samachov on Beis that in the case when the blood of the Chatas goat spilled, our placement goat cannot be designated without repeating the lottery with two new goats. One would be designated for Hashem and the other one would be eligible to be sent to Azazel. If three Chatas goats had to be shechted, there would also be three goats available to be sent to Azazel. The Gemara here discusses which of the Azazel goats is sent. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, he sends the first one, but Rav Shimi said in the name of Rava, he sends the last one. So the Gemara says that the opinion reported by Rav Shimi in the name of Rava makes sense because he holds the last goat as the primary one since the kapara was completed with it, meaning with its counterpart. The Gemara seeks to clarify what is the basis of the opinion reported by Rav Papi and concludes that's in accordance with Rav Yossi, who says that in the case where one designated a Pesach and it became lost, and he designated another one in its stead, and then the first one was found, Rav Yossi holds mitzvah berishon. It's a mitzvah to use the first one, unless the second one is superior. So the three goats standing on top of the submarine waiting to hear who would be selected to go to Azazel, looked at the two identical goats on shore. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the sixth parak states that two goats of Yom Kippur, their mitzvah is that they should be alike in appearance, height, value, and they should be purchased at the same time. Nevertheless, if they're not alike in these features, they're valid. The Gemara brings a braisa that discusses the source for this halacha. The pasuk states, Yikach shnei se'irei izim, he shall take two goats. Miut se'irei shnaim. Now, we already know that the minimum number indicated by the plural goats is two. So what then does the pasuk teach by stating two? That the two should be alike. From where do we know that even though that the two of them are not alike, they're nevertheless valid? Talmud Lomar, Seir, Seir, Riba. The Torah states goat two times, which teaches us that even if they're not alike, they're valid. So the three goats standing on top of the submarine waiting to hear who would be selected to go to Azazel looked at the two identical goats on shore that were being called in to replace two goats that were shechted outside the Azara before the lots were drawn. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice, if one shechted the two Yom Kippur goats outside the Azara, if he did so before the Kohen Gadol cast the lots on them, he's liable for both of them. After the Kohen Gadol cast the lots upon them, he's chai for the one of Hashem and patur for the one for Azazel. Rashi explains that he's only chai for shechting outside the Azara if the animal could have been brought into it, which is not the case with the one for Azazel. The Gemara asks what the two goats are fit for to be brought, since before the lottery, neither goat is fit to be offered as the Sir Hashem. When Rav Chizkiya answered he's liable since each goat is fit to be brought as part of the Musaf, the Gemara objects, saying that since it's lacking the lottery, it's not fit to be brought as a musaf, the mechasri avodas yom, because it's lacking the service of the day. The casting of lots comes before the musaf is brought. The Gemara answers that Rav Chisda holds ein mechusir zman lebo b'yom, that the status of a premature time doesn't apply to a carbon that will become valid later that very day. Daf Samech Gimel, so the symbol of Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The segue tour, that must mean we're on Daf Samech Gimel. The segue tour of the Sir Azazel outdoor exhibit, past two shechted Yom Kippur goats and a Pesach shechted stam, which reminds on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, Rav Chisda said that one is chai for shechting the two goats before the lottery outside of the base of Migdash, even though they're not fit at that time for the type of carbon for which they are designated, since each could be offered for a different type of carbon, such as the Musaf. The Gemara here asks if, in fact, Rav Chisda holds to the principle of Hoyel based on another statement of his, where he says that if one shechted a Pesach outside the temple during the rest of the year, if he shechted it not for its own sake, but for the sake of a shlamim, he is chayev. This implies that if he had shechted it stam, with no intent at all, it would be considered lishmo, and he would be pater. Now, why would this be so? Let us apply hoyle and say that since it's fit, if it were not offered for its own sake, but as a shlamim, he should be chayev if he shechts it outside without specific intention. The Gemara answers that this is not a valid comparison. Hasan boy akira, hai will boy akira. The Pesach requires a conscious uprooting of its designation as a Pesach to a Shlamim, and until this occurs, the animal is not fit to be offered inside. The goat of Yom Kippur, however, does not require a conscious uprooting of its designation for it to be used as a Chatas. Rashi explains that this is because the inner goat and the goat brought as a Musaf are both Chatas offering. So the segue tour of the Sir Lazaza outdoor exhibit, Pasu Shechted Yom Kippur coats, and a Pesach Shechted Stam, and a Sir Lazazel that was not exclusive to Hashem, which reminds the Gemara seeks the source for the ruling on Daf Samach Beis Amabes, that if one Shechted their Sir Lazaza outside the Beis Amigdash after the lottery was drawn, he's Pater. So it was taught in Brice that the Pesach regarding the prohibition of Shechting outside the Beis Amigdash says, and to the entrance of the Ol Mod, he did not bring it to offer as an offering to Hashem. One might think to include the Sar Lazazel in the prohibition, given that it's fit to be brought to the Ol Moed for the drawing of the lots. The Torah therefore states, Lashem, to offer as an offering to Hashem, implying specifically, Mishum Yuchadim Lashem, those animals that are designated exclusively for Hashem, excluding the Sar Lazazel, which is not designated exclusively for Hashem, but is sent to Azazel. So the segue tour of the Sir Lazaza outdoor exhibit past two Shechted Yom Kippur goats and a Pesach Shechted Stam and a Sir Lazazel that was not exclusive to Hashem, while a little boy was being told his seven-day-old goat wasn't eligible yet to be tossed down the cliff. Which reminds the Gemara brother Bryce that taught that the source in an animal less than 8 days old cannot be designated as a Sar Lazazel, as the pasuk that states, and from the eighth day on, Yeratzel Karban Ishel Hashem, it shall be acceptable for a fire offering to Hashem. The word Lashem is coming to include a Sir Lazazel that it too cannot be brought from an animal that is less than 8 days old. The Gemara says that this implies that if the Torah had not specifically included the Sir Lazazel in the prohibition, one would have thought it could be sent out even though it's premature. Now, how could this be? The lottery cannot assign a goat for Hashem unless it's fit to be offered to Hashem. And since it's not known which goat will be selected for Hashem, both of them need to be eligible and at least 8 days old. The Gemara presents a number of answers. One answer is that the Tanna's Rabbi Shimon, who holds that if one of the goats died after the lots were cast, another goat is brought without casting lots. The pasuk is needed to teach that even in such a case, the Azazel goat must be at least 8 days old. All right, that concludes the shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.